Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo. Alan Beaumont Hall.
Researchers have made a surprise discovery that could rewrite our understanding of the role programmed cell death plays in embryonic development and congenital birth defects. The findings suggest that abnormalities in cell death processes could contribute to some common birth defects in humans, such as spina bifida, heart vessel defects, and cleft palate. This is a surprise discovery that could rewrite our understanding of the role programmed cell death plays in embryonic development and congenital birth defects. The programmed cell death, also known as apoptosis, is a normal process that rids the body of sick, damaged and unwanted cells in a controlled way, limiting side effects and damage to the body. In this new study, it became clear that apoptosis was also not as critical during development as previously thought. Rather, apoptosis was essential at specific places and times during development, but unnecessary in others. In the new study, the tissues and organs that were thought to critically require apoptosis to develop normally did not require apoptosis at all. The finding provides clear clues about a link between abnormalities in programmed cell death and some common congenital birth defects, including spina bifida, heart vessel defects, and cleft palate. A huge surprise was the discovery of the tissues that did not require apoptosis at all for normal development. For some time, it has been a widely held belief that programmed cell death is necessary for the shaping of certain tissues and structures during development, but it is now known that many tissues in which programmed cell death was, for very good reasons, considered absolutely essential, it is not required at all. This is Alan Beaumont Hall for HealthWorks and the community, and we'll talk again next week.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health, 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.